squad.
Everybody slept
the bed. Oh, you get one.
Ross?
Oh, you didn't get any. He likes you the most.
Uh-oh.
I'm coming out soon.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
She's full of surprises tonight.
I know. I'm so surprising. No, I promised that I would do this only because, well, I found this guitar when we first got here. I saw that it was behind the umbrella stand, and I was like, oh, a guitar. I might play that when I'm bored or whatever, and it was broken. There's like some of the tuning pegs are broke off of it. And Nikki went into the engine room and found some pliers and was like, eh. She's always trying to fix everything, and so she brought some pliers up and said, like, you could try this. And I tried it, and it's still not the greatest piece of equipment I've ever seen.
It's amazing you got it to play.
But it plays enough that, like, you can kind of, whatever. And while I was trying to figure it out, because I was just bored and it was fun, I was trying it out, and Jean-Jacques and Jeanette were on the phone with their family. It was, like, really late at night, and they were taking calls. And I was trying to tune it, and so I was singing a song, and they were like, you have to do that. And I was like, no, I will not.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, I will do it, but only like on the last night. So I promise I would do it then. So so if you hate it, what I'm saying is blame them. They are to blame. All right. So yeah, I think we even mentioned this earlier, this song, maybe. I don't know. All right.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Come on, what else have we got?
I did
something maybe a little more upbeat.
Yes. Something we can all sing along to. Oh man. There are many songs that like that just make me happy. I don't know, like songs that like I don't even know if you guys have heard them, but there's like
Rise up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds perched by my doorstep, singing sweet songs, a melody's pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you. Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing up this morning, smile with the rising sun. Three little birds perched by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you. Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Do you ever Bob Marley? She heard it.
It's actually the funny.
Have you heard that?
I heard it in a. It's in the Disney film. Oh, what is it called? Where with the sharks and the fish, and the shark has to pretend to be bad.
Obviously, I don't watch that. Oh. I don't watch sharks.
No.
The one with the little fish. Pretend that he can kill the shark. He can beat the shark up. I think it's called Shark. I don't know. But anyway, I heard it. I've listened to that song since I was like really, really little.
So. Yeah, I heard it. I don't even, sometimes it would just come on the radio and I would be having like a really, really hard time. It would just like hit. I mean, Bob Marley was huge reggae in Jamaica. Like,
spider.
Yeah, spider. All of his songs are about like love and
spider.
And peace and whatnot. It's really good.
And dealing.
What about?
It's called
Don't know much of history. Wait.
Yeah.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Yep. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know one and one is two. I know, and I know if this would be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, and maybe by being an A student, baby. Oh, I don't know. I could win your love for me.
That's it.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science books. Don't know much about the French I took. See, it's French related. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. The science book. Da 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 da. The French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. She has a cheat sheet now.
I know, she can look over. Like,
yes. She's looking at the words.
I'm not, I can't read them.
This
from
was
me.
Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke. Incredible Sam Cooke. I think there was a documentary about him on Netflix recently, but he was like killed early, like when he was young. I think I realized that, but he's made so many songs that were really, really, really good. I think that was back in, you know, Martin Luther King days and stuff, so there's a lot of stuff going on there, but yeah.
Of course, you know how to play Waltzing Matilda.
No!
She says no!
No, you don't!
It's not a nice tune. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Shut your mouth out.
it's boring, darling.
No.
Boring.
Paul Hogan.
Can I clear
Paul Hogan?
No, I don't like him.
Yes,
like
please.
That. Thank you.
Alright.
I was enjoying it.
Yeah. Yes. Good.
Thank you.
You have an amazing voice, actually.
Yeah.
I'm she terrified. Does. I don't perform. I just play for myself.
Thank you, Grace. That was great. Thank
you. You don't know how good your voice is.
That's sweet.
You know.
You're sweet. I'm too terrified. But I can play for you guys after a week. You guys are sweet.
It was beautiful. Ooh. Pretty amazing.
You guys are sweet. It's really, really like, what an enormous privilege. I don't take it for granted, not for a second. It's amazing to meet all of you. And
I'm glad you enjoyed your trip. Because we've enjoyed having
How could
you
I not?
Here.
You're emotional here.
Exactly.
How could I not? What
and
an amazing
you?
Life. What an amazing life.
You're an amazing person.
This will be a week you'll never forget. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. No.
Usually,
not many people get to. Not many people in the world get to experience anything even close to this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, just...
Hang on.
And I know that. I'm very aware of that. Very aware.
Listen,
of
that. Listen, there's not many people in this world like you, and you've got to think of that.
Right.
That's a big plus.
No, I think everyone deserves this, you know?
Baby.
Everyone deserves this opportunity.
I know, she's...
That's okay.
Excuse me. Hang on here.
You guys... No, I actually did really well this week because I thought I would probably cry the whole time.
No!
But I kept it together the whole time. But I really did. I thought I'd probably cry the whole time.
Well, you
have. I'm very, very grateful.
I think she's been fantastic.
Thank you.
It's for you to have.
It's been a privilege
had the chance to meet.
She's forever giggling. I kid you not. She makes me laugh. She makes me laugh so much.
Thanks, guys.
No, it's been a privilege. Come on.
Oh, no, it's not sad tears. And I don't think there's anything wrong with feeling things in big ways. And I think I have always felt things
in very big ways. You always express what you feel, which is very good.
And I'm just grateful.
And very open.
What an incredible life. Like, it's, this has not been my experience in life. Not even close. And
well, now.
And now it is, you know.
On the
and it's a lovely thing. And I don't know. Like I said, there's nothing to say except I'm grateful to meet you guys and
we feel the same
so
way.
Thanks.
And you think, what would we do if you weren't here?
Right.
Who would we have instead? Give us a bite.
I can't even imagine.
I hate to think.
I would hate to think. Yeah.
You
I think it was a lot
no
for me.
Idea.
It was a lot to process. And I'm grateful to you guys for understanding that sometimes I just need to like write. I wrote a lot about like stuff, you know, because it's a lot of new things for me, but all incredibly good things. And
I'm glad.
Like I said, you know, I'd never gotten a passport before this, never would have. I always sort of use the excuse of America is so diverse already that the world will come to me. You know, like I can meet anyone from anywhere around the world, and there are so many different kinds of cultures and even just nature is completely different across the country, and so it was like there's really no need for me to travel anywhere, the world will travel to me. And I probably never would have gotten a passport and never would have traveled had it not been for this experience. And I remember even when I won it, I was like, oh, it's a trip, okay, you know, like I wish it had been a car or
yeah,
a bunch of money
yeah.
or whatever. And but that's silly because there's no greater prize than experience, right?
But your eyes have been open.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, in wonderful ways. Yeah. Yeah, and hearing, that's why I asked all of you a lot of your stories early on and continuing on. I wanted to know.
Oh, God almighty.
Where were you? Yeah, but it was great, but that's where wisdom comes from, right? So I wanted to know everything. It was like, you know, how did you meet and where did you, what was your what was your first dance song and what was your, you know, what are the things you've done in life, you know? Are things that
but you're going to. You will experience different things.
Yeah, so far so
not
good.
Not exactly what we've done.
Yeah.
But it might prepare you for some of the things that you might come across.
I think early on, I never expected to live past 18. And then every year after that, I was like surprised. And then I get hit 35 and I think I'm realizing that maybe I will be around for a little while. And if I am, then what does that mean?
I'm aiming for 102.
I think you're going to make it. If anyone's going to make it, it's you. And,
thank you.
And,
yeah,
and that's what I want. And I've said that before. Like, that's what I hope to see.
You will.
Good. You better. What about, I can't be here without you.
I will.
The
I
world
will
didn't
take,
put you here.
I'll take if it you at 101 and say I'm still
you're
here.
You're going to say, why aren't you on WhatsApp yet? you
have
15
no
years to get this
idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you have. I'm all eyes now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, come on. WhatsApp was horrendous.
Airdropping all the photos.
Yeah. It took us about 15 years, but we all figured it out eventually.
Between all of us.
Between four of us and about 2 hours, we figured out how to send 1 to 2 photos.
How we doing the songs?
Mm-hmm.
How we managed at the end of the weekend to get a photo of Bernie smiling.
Yeah.
Multiple, he's actually laughing in one of them. I never in a million years.
Do you remember when you, on that first day when you got in the van at the
mm-hmm.
hotel, I said, are you a family? Remember?
Oh, yes. Oh,
yes.
Because
you look like a
family. Well, Sarah and I do look like sisters, and I think that we've known
right.
each other for a long time. I don't think
yeah,
we did when we first met, but we met as coworkers. And I was just separated, it was like 2012 or something like that, and I think we were quite different then, and I think that knowing each other now has made us both better in different ways, and to the point where we're sort of like merged in this, and so like it doesn't surprise me when people ask if we're sisters now. And we met them in the hotel, just that literally like maybe an hour before you guys showed up with the car,
and
we started talking. There was people for another boat there as well, and so when we got there, I think Sarah and I were like, well, maybe that's all of our boat crew. And they're like, no, it's only a couple of them are going on duty. And so he came, Bernie was the first to come over, and he talked, I mean, more than he did the entire rest of the like, he had lots to say, and it was really great because I got to know, like, you know, some of his past experience and what he had done and whatnot. And Eileen told me where the bathroom was. You know, they hit all the important subjects.
Well, usually younger people don't take these cruises. So when
I imagine.
When I saw the four of you, you look like a
family.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well.
Well, we ended up feeling you.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's not wrong. It's
now
not
you
wrong.
Are.
That's right. That's right. And that's what a great life where, like, you can one day be in one place, and then another day you know people who you'll know for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So that's a good, it makes every day exciting because you don't know if that's the day.
Keep your passport.
And you know, find other countries. There's a lot of interesting places to go.
Keep your passport.
It's good for 10 years.
It is. When I got it stamped, I said, well, there's the first one, you know. There's the first one.
He was born in Switzerland. That's a beautiful country to visit.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's amazing. All of your experience. I mean, a lot of you, you've all traveled, you know, pretty extensively, and that's pretty.
You get to be a certain age, you've been around.
That's true. You gather experiences over time, and they start piling up. Yeah, that's amazing. And I just never planned that far ahead, I think. And
now you can.
Right.
And when get on the next quiz show, let us know. We'll watch.
I will.
We would love that.
We'll watch it.
It was funny. I think you had said, like, well, what's the next step? And there was a show right next door, but it's owned by the same company. And I had planned on going there if I hadn't done anything with the one. And you have to wait 1 year from the air date before you're allowed to go on that one. And I've been getting emails like every day because they need contestants constantly. And since I was already a contestant, they want me to come. And so like I'm like just chicken down the days. But I think it's September.
Well, see, I went.
Yeah, it's Let's Make a Deal. Which Let's Make a Deal was the one where like they'll give you a door and say,
All
right, so you've got $100. Do you want to keep your $100 or do you want to go with behind curtain number one? And sometimes curtain number one is donkeys. Right? Sometimes it's donkeys, and then sometimes it's a trip to Australia or wherever it's gonna, you know,
or
whatever,
France
or wherever it's gonna be. So
I did three. You can do it,
right? And I think all of those things are not accidents, you know.
Yeah.
Oh God, no, never.
It's kind of strange that you both have these same similar experiences with the game shows. Very strange.
It's I don't know.
Kismet.
Yeah.
Good.
We think alike in a lot of things.
Yeah,
it's like looking into the future.
What if you could
look into the future and think like, wow, that looks good.
Well, that's good. I'm pleased. I'm pleased.
Yeah.
See you in Australia next year.
Oh, that would be great.
We'll show up at your door.
Knock, knock. Guess who?
Yeah, that's right.